Oh, that's such a great song. The Cure and Close to Me. It's Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio. Keep listening. I'm going to tell you why that is very soon. We unveiled the new name on the radio station today, and there's been a lot of email, a lot of response, people asking what's going on. I love this new name, Absolute. I'm excited about what's going on. A few people saying, Absolute, that's a terrible name. But I'm going to go into it for you in a minute. The other DJs, because of time constraints, because they have news and weather and the financial FTSE index and things like that to get to, they don't always, missing pets and the things that they do on daytime radio, they don't always get a chance to go into things in the same kind of depth as we do. They're busy letting you know which schools are closed because the boilers burst and this kind of thing. But I'll be able to go into that for you soon, so do stay tuned. So the big product launch this week is this Sony Reader. Are you familiar with this?
Is this the book thing?
That's exactly it. Are you familiar with this, Nelson?
Yeah.
In fact, you should be very interested in this because you used to work in a bookshop.
Yes.
And maybe this will be the death knell for the bookshop.
Awful.
So what it is it's like a little Palm Pilot-y thing that has books on it. Now, the problem with this in the past is they've never been able to make the screen look right at different angles, and turning of the pages and making the text nice and clear has been difficult. But Sony are bringing out this thing. I think it comes out on Friday. It's called the Sony Reader. And basically, it's a little computer, big screen on it, that you just, when you finish one book, you download another one onto it. And it's very easy to be a bit Luddite about it, although I am a fan of Mr. Ludd. I hold my hands up. The Luddites are great as far as I'm concerned. But it is easy to be a bit Luddite about it and say, oh no, it's an awful thing, it's an awful thing. And I can see it being good. Say, for example, you live in a very small place and you don't have room for bookshelves, then you can just have them on this. I find that with my CD collection. I can't have all my CD collection out on display. I've got to keep it in storage because we only live in a tiny flat. So it's an absolute boon having an iPod with all my music on it. But music on a computer isn't a collection, with things like books and records and CDs and the like. It's lovely to have a collection. Mm. It's lovely to have those shelves and smell the books. So let's hope that it will never replace the book. So that's the positive side of it. From a personal note, don't trust it at all.
Why?
Right. So where are most people going to be using this thing?
In bed.
I think it's going to be on public transport. I think it's going to be people on the commute, on the trains and the buses, using these things. And I like to see what people are reading. I don't trust it otherwise. Somebody could be sat opposite me reading erotica and I wouldn't know about it. Now, that would be fine. But what if they're reading Mein Kampf? What if somebody's sitting opposite you, like maybe coming up with a whole new Nazi philosophy, using Hitler's autobiography as a template, and you just think, oh, look at that person with the Palm Pilot.
You're right, I hadn't thought of that.
An innocent-looking commuter in a bowler hat with an umbrella. He's reading Mein Kampf. Mm. That wouldn't be good.
No, you're
People
right.
People will be reading all kinds of books on public transport that they would have never dared read before. And I don't like thinking about that. Mm-mm. I'd like to know what the person opposite is reading. If I see an older gentleman reading Nabokov, I think, oh, I got the measure of you then. Similarly, if I see a lady in the 20s reading a book with like a cartoony front and nice big writing that looks like a bit sort of Sex in the City-ish, or if I see a man in his 30s reading an SAS book about how the SAS managed to kill and goes on these like very clever reconnaissance missions, I feel safe with them. Mm. I don't want to know that somebody's just staring blankly into a screen with who knows what on it. It would disconcert me. The other thing is that when I'm on public transport or when I go anywhere, I take a book not on how much I want to read it, but on how it will look to other people. So if I go and sit in a cafe, perhaps, like where there's going to be young, trendy people, a bit bohemian, maybe you'll like take a book of philosophy and then just sit there staring at it. Not reading, because that would make my head hurt. Or like if I really want to impress somebody, like when the new Harry Potter book comes out, I'll have a Harry Potter book too. And there's that great moment where, say book! Isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah, that is nice.
When you're on the bus or on the train or the tube train, if you live in one of the cities with the tube trains, when you're there and you're reading a book and then somebody else has got the same book, you're like, same book! You're cool, same book! That's a great feeling.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
won't be able to have that with these things. I think that's a sad thing. The best thing I've ever seen somebody reading on a public transport, and this Sony Reader won't affect it one little bit. Sheet Music.
Oh.
It's so good. Have you ever seen that?
No, I'd love to.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good. I saw somebody sat there reading sheet music that was a full, like, a score for an orchestra and just going along it with her fingers. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I'd love to see somebody reading a scroll, unfurling a scroll. That would be good. Or, like, a stone tablet. No, less so. Okay, I've lost you with that one. This, by the way, is the new song from the Kaiser Chiefs. It's called Never Miss a Beat here on Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio. I'm going to tell you why that is in a minute.